Morning.
Coffee, perhaps.
Okay. Good morning. I'd like to go through the sugya of which bracha, or if any bracha at all, should be said when taking medicine. That includes actual medicine. Also includes any foods that might serve for medicinal purposes. Would also be under this category. If any bracha, and which bracha should be recited. So the Gemara begins on Lamed Hey, rather Lamed Vav and Aleph. The Gemara is discussing a choshish begrono, someone who has a sore throat. And the Gemara describes how one would drink oil to soothe his throat. And would there be any bracha involved in that? The Gemara gets into a little discussion about Shabbos, whether that's been permitted on Shabbos or not because of refuah, and how one could take this on Shabbos. So the Gemara says, this is 1, 2, 3, 6, 7 lines down. This is not on the Maamar Kamos, but this is in the Gemara Brachos. The Gemara says, Pshita, that obviously a person says a bracha when drinking the olive oil, because olive oil and the anigra and all this soup that's describing in the Gemara, you have the oil and the soup in order to drink it, there's obviously going to be a bracha. So the Gemara says, Mal the same, but what would you have thought? Kevin de refuah kamechavin. Since a person's intention is to drink it for refuah, for medicinal purposes, lo livracha leklal, one should not say a bracha when drinking this olive oil. Kamash Milan, we learn, the Gemara concludes, Kevin de isle hana minay bai bracha. Since there's hana attached to the drinking of the oil, one does in fact say a bracha. So the simple understanding of this Gemara is that since there's hana, the hana not of the refuah, but the hana of the taste of the shemen zayis of this being food, that hana warrants a bracha.
What's the havamina that you should not make a bracha?
Since you're not doing it for achila, you're not doing the pasuk. Rashi keeps going. Rashi has this idea throughout Ketzim Levarchim that you need to have an achila. The pasuk says v'achalta v'savatu v'erachta. Even though that's about benching, he used that as a model. The Gemara uses that as a model that it's supposed to be birchas and nenin as well. So since refuah is not really an achila, it's considered a medicine, one would not say bracha. Kamash Blan, since there is some hana from it anyways, one has to say bracha on the hana. And this touched upon what we mentioned many times, what the nature of birchas hanenin is. If it's a birchas hanenin, is a birchas shevach v'hoda, or it's a birchas hanenin. Rather, if it's a birchas matir. If it's about matir, then as long as there's hana, so I need to say bracha on the hana that I'm getting. But if it's a birchas shevach v'hoda, as we described many, many times, that it's based on the pasuk v'achalta v'savata v'rachta, that you eat, you're full, and you bench. So only when there's an achila do you bench. So too, only when there's an achila do you say birchas hanenin. Because if you assume that's birchas shevach v'hoda, it's because it's modeled after benching. So you need to have an achila. So the simple reading of the Gemara is, the havamin is that there is no achila here, because it's refuah. Refuah is not called eating, it's called taking medicine. So maybe there shouldn't be any bracha. Kamash Blan, it's not about birchas, it's not about achila, it's not about birchas shevach v'hoda, it's really about hana. Birchas nenin is in fact a matir, so since there's hana, I don't care why I'm taking it, but since I'm getting some hana, I enjoy the taste, the flavor of shemen zayis, that's going to require me to say a bracha because of the hana, not because of an achila. That's the simple reading of the Gemara.
So you enjoy the soup.
Let's talk about shemen zayis. I'd rather the soup, because we're talking about shemen zayis mixed together with the soup. The combination of the two, let's say.
So that was the one, because if you tasted the oil, but the oil tasted good, but in the eventual, when it gets to the stomach, it made you sick, would you say the bracha? The taste was good.
Yeah, the taste, we spoke about the mazik last week, about mazik. We're not talking about mazik right now.
Right.
Having mixed together with soup where it's able to, a person able to drink it. So look at Rashi now. So we have a question in Rashi. Rashi, as we've been learning, Rashi says it's not about hana, it's not about being a matir. Rashi says it's all about having nachila. Whenever there's an achila, you have to say a bracha. Because he again learned v'achalta v'savata v'rachta is the model. So there's no achila here though. I don't care if I'm getting hana according to Rashi, I need there to be an achila. So if you look at Rashi, Rashi adds a very important word here, which I think fits in beautifully. You see the Rashi, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 narrow lines down in Rashi. He says, de'isle hana mine. That's the conclusion of the Gemara. So that since there's hana, you say a bracha. Levad harfua. There's hana aside from the refuah, aside from the medicinal benefits. Yesh lo hanas achila. He adds in a very important word there, hanas achila. Why does he mention the word achila? It should simply say, the Gemara says hana, because he needs there to be an achila, hana from the food, exactly, from
not
the food.
From the refuah, no? Not from the refuah.
Not from the refuah, but it's not enough to have hana alone, to just taste good. You have to have a hana from eating. You have to have an achila here as well, because Rashi always requires an achila. That's why he adds in the word achila. Now, it's hard for Rashi to deal with the Gemara, because the Gemara says hana, which is against what he holds. So therefore, he has to define, tweak this language. It has to be a hana that stems from an actual maisa achila, because he requires a maisa achila throughout. And this Rashi's Lashita, so if you go to Lamed Ches Amud Aleph for a second, the same exact, almost same exact, Shakla Vitarya, the Gemara talks about something called the Shesisa. Shesisa is some type of food that's mixed together with some flour and other things, that roasted flour, roasted grains, oats of some sort, that was used for medicine. And there's a different type. There's a ava and there's a racha. There's a thick form of the shesisa, and then there's a thinner type of form, more of a liquid form of the shesisa. And the Gemara describes that this was also used for purposes of refuah. The person had it ava, if it was very thick, some type of oatmeal, that's considered a regular eating. You say a bracha mezonos. And if it was racha, it was very liquidy, and it was if it was racha, the halacha was it's for refuah purposes. So Gemara says, if it's for refuah purposes, maybe there shouldn't be a bracha. So Gemara says, no, since there's hana, you have to say a bracha. Same exact shakta v'tayar.
But you left out the thick.
You just said the thin one
because it's for medicinal purposes.
Exactly. If it's thick, that's not our topic. If it's thick, that's a regular food. If it's a very thick oatmeal, whatever.
Even if it's medicinal.
Exactly. If it's thick, that's considered food by objective standard. It's a bracha. If it's racha, if it's thin, that's for the most likely, the Gemara says, mostly used for refuah. And that shouldn't require bracha. Kamashman, since there's hana, it does get a bracha. Okay, you with me?
So it's the same as before.
Right. So what Rashi says is the same thing. Look what Rashi says on that Gemara. He says, Desakadai dechamina Rashi, around 10 lines up on that Rashi. Desakadai dechamina, I would have thought, kevan dil refua kamechavin, since I'm having hana, rather machshava for refua, loli by bracha, there shouldn't be a bracha, says Rashi. Kamashman, kevan de mishane mine, and look what he adds in, sharei meichel hu by bracha. Since it's food, it requires bracha. He doesn't care so much about the hana. He cares about there being an achila. That's a davar meichel. That's a food. So we see Rashi's l'shitaso again. That's all about a ma'isa achila. Whenever there's a ma'isa achila, that warrants a bracha.
What was the point of comparing thick to thin if they're both food anyway?
No, thin. Right. Very good question. Thin. Since people take it for the purpose of refuah, when they're thin, you take it for refuah. You would have thought maybe it doesn't qualify as food. Kamashman, it is food.
So there's still no practical difference between the thick and the thin.
At this point right now, there's not. There's going to be a difference in the bracha we'll get to, but in terms of requiring a bracha, they both require a bracha. Which bracha will be dictated whether it's for the purpose of eating or for the purpose of medicine.
But if it's for the purpose of medicine and it's thick, it's still going to be considered more food and it's going to be mizonos.
If it's thick, exactly. If it's thick, it will be mizonos. If it's thin, it's going to be a shahakal because only for medicine.
But they're both
medicines. Exactly. Well, no.
But
thick
the food
is not.
Takes a,
thick is not. When a person
it's not
takes
even considered a medicine.
It's considered food. People eat thick. If you want it for, I don't know why the difference is that way, but that's the difference the Gemara says. If it's thick, it's food. It's mizonos. If it's thin, it's medicine, and it's only a shahakal.
Even if the original purpose was medicinal with the thick.
Exactly. But it sounds like it wasn't the original purpose. The original purpose, according to the Gemara, was for food.
Oh. Well, then why are we talking about it?
No, because we're concerned when it's thin, when it's racha,
no, that I got
it's medicine.
Why did we bring up the thick?
No, because it's the same food. It's the same item, same ingredients, one's thicker, one's thinner. Fine. Yes.
It may sound like a strange question. Sometimes you're not feeling well, and you're going to eat in a certain condition ice cream for refuah because of the coldness and all that. It's a food.
Right, but that's clearly for food purposes, ice cream. Even though a person might, he himself, he's using it for medicine,
right.
It's be'ikr, it's really a food, and therefore you would say, but either way, it doesn't make a difference because the bracha is shakal no matter what.
Oh, so in that case, if there was a different bracha, meaning if...
We'll get to cases of food being used only for medicine. We'll get back to that case.
And in those cases, the bracha changes?
We'll get back to that case.
We don't know what food it was, though.
Right. So let's go now back to the Gemara and Lamed Vav, Tosfos there. So right now in our mind, Rashi is all about Achila. Whenever there's a Maisa Achila, when there's a Davar Meichel, you say a Bracha. It's all about their food, there being a Maisa Achila. Tosfos says, if you look at Dibra Masel, Kevin de Ishle Hanamine by Bracha, Venir Hadvar, Tosfos says that the understanding of the Gemara here is, Dim Adam Shose Mashkin, if a person drinks water, or rather any liquid, Im Hamashkim Roim, if they're bad, it tastes bad, it somehow is bad, lishos, it's bad to taste, the less le hana, where there is no hana, mine lo bai bracha, there's no need for bracha, if I drink something that's really terribly tasting, there's no bracha, vi is le hana, but if there is hana, mine below or fua bai bracha, then you would require bracha.
Is this independent and medicinal?
This is no. He says that this all depends. This discussion of refuah all depends on whether there's hana or there's not hana. He doesn't mention achila. He mentions hana like the literal reading of the Gemara. If there's hana from it, if it's food, not medicine right now, but food taken for medicinal purposes,
only when food is taken for medicinal purposes, or any food that doesn't taste good, there would be no bracha.
Seemingly, he would say any food, even if they're not for medicinal purposes, if you take it, a bitter drink, l'chora, you shouldn't say bracha. If you get no hana from it, seemingly you shouldn't say bracha.
Is that subjective?
Very good question.
Would you say bracha?
It's a very good question, whether it's subjective or objective.
You would have made the bracha already.
I'm not sure. My guess would be it's subjective. I don't know for sure, though. I don't know for sure.
Somebody, let's say somebody's a health nut, then they to drink soda, which to them would be like completely.
Right. It's very possible. It might be taller in the discussion we had in the Smicha Chabura about taking something that is tastes good, but it's not kosher. A person has to take medicine because it's healthy for him. He needs to take, again, I had a friend who once had to give their children some octopus-based powdered milk. So the child was too little to say bracha anyways, but let's say an adult had to have that. Would you say bracha? It tasted good, let's say. So if a person felt so disgusting to drink something that wasn't kosher, then you wouldn't say bracha. So there's some subjectivity which is necessary. I don't know each application. But the simple reading of Tosos is it all depends on hana. If there's hana, you say bracha, and if there's no hana, you don't say bracha. And that's a simple reading of the Gemara, as opposed to Rashi, who says it's all about achila. He keeps throwing the word achila, davar meichel, achila. So that's the machlokus, which again goes back to the nature of birchas hananim. Again, if birchas hananim is all about being a matir, it's matir the hana, then it's like Tosos, you need to have a hana. If there's no hana, then there's no bracha. But Rashi says it's really a birchas hoda, shevech v'hoda, which is modeled after benching. And benching, the criteria is it has to be vachalta, there has to be an achila. So too, when it comes to birchas hananim, there also has to be a ma'is achila. That's what we have right now. We've said this many times, but the same application applies here. So now we move to the discussion of
say what the Tosos was again? I didn't get it.
Yeah, sure. Tosos says, it all, like the Gemara says, it's all about hana. If there's hana, if it tastes good,
it's the same as you Rashi. Say,
no, Rashi says you need there to be an achila, an action of eating. Right. You have to define what's considered eating, what's not considered eating.
Right.
And Tosa says that there has to be hana. If I'm getting a benefit, if it tastes good, then there's a bracha. And if there's no hana, then I don't say a bracha.
But you say bracha before you eat it, always.
No, only if there's hana, according to Tosa. If there's hana.
I don't know if there's hana until you
make no, if you know. If you don't know what it is, then you should ask somebody else, is this going to taste good or not? Certain medicines, you know. You could smell it, whether it tastes good or doesn't taste good. Okay. Fine. Now, this whole discussion is talking about food, not medicine, food that's taken as medicine. Now let's talk about medicine itself, actual pills, Tylenol, Advil, which taste like something. They're not food, but they're medicine, but they have some flavoring to them, or a syrup, the type of, yes.
I got my lines mixed up.
Mm-hmm.
So Rashi says it has to be some sort of achila.
Mm-hmm.
And
Tosfos says,
Matir versus
Shevchoda, which has to do with benching?
No, other way around. if it's a bircha shevech v'hoda, benching, everyone agrees benching is a bircha shevech v'hoda, that you're thanking Hashem for the food that you just ate.
Uh-huh.
So the Gemara learned the Kavach Omer, just like you have to thank Hashem for benching, you also have to thank Hashem beforehand for the food before you eat it. A bircha senenin is also some level of bircha shevech v'hoda. That's what the Gemara uses, the Kavach Omer. And we discussed a number of weeks ago, months ago, whether that is held maskana or not, whether we really hold to that drasha. In the end of the day, is the Kal V'chomer really the model for birchas hananim? And some assumed, yes, it was, and Rashi was one of them. So since Rashi paskins that the model for birchas hananim is birchas hamazon, so therefore birchas hananim is also a birchas shevech v'hoda. They're both about thanking Hashem, praising Hashem. So just like benching, the pasuk says v'chalta v'savata v'rachta, that achila is a criteria for benching, so too achila is the same criteria for saying a birchas hananim. So now we move to the discussion of taking medicine again, pills, Advils, Tylenols, children's medicine, chewable medicine, syrups and the like.
Basically medicine that tastes good.
Exactly. So I have in my notes, I couldn't find it when I was looking it up, Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank somewhere writes this. But it wasn't where I wrote. I wrote Mikra Kodesh, Chelek Beisim, and Mem. It's not there. I double-checked it. I don't know if I made this up. I don't know where I found this.
Yeah.
But either way, what I wrote in my notes makes sense, Misvar, regardless of whether he said this or not. But I'm going to attribute the Svar to him, because that's what I wrote. And he explained that the question of whether or not you say a bracha, I'll raise it to you guys. Would one require to say bracha on Advil or not? What would you think? Advil, which tastes a little bit sweet when it goes down, or any of the children's syrup that tastes very good. Would you think there should be a bracha or not be a bracha?
There's two different...
Let's say liquid.
I would say there's two different things. You're talking about one is a pill that you swallow.
Okay.
And one is something that... A syrup is something that...
Okay, very good. So let's break it down then. Let's take about a syrup where you actually drink the syrup. Forget swallowing right now. That's another discussion. Very good point.
Tums in there?
We could add Tums in there. Sure, throw Tums in there if you want.
Is that some person might swallow and somebody might chew and enjoy? Right.
Okay, so the Tums, syrup...
Chewable flavorable Tylenol.
That's very also that you eat normally. Anything you eat normally... What would the halacha be? Would you say a bracha on those items or not, based on what we've been saying? Yes, why?
I don't know based on what we're saying. I just know you do.
I'm not so sure if we do or not. It might be. But why would you think you should or you should not?
Because you're getting pleasure.
It's
like eating.
Right.
So very, very good example. Amoxicillin tastes good. Wagmentin, they try to put the raspberry flavor in a little bit, but it still tastes ugly. So...
So that's very good about mixing things together. But let's assume, let's say right now, Tums... Chewable Tylenol, which tastes good. So you would think you should say bracha because there's hana. Now, would everyone agree to that?
No, Rashi seemingly not.
Rashi says it's not considered a ma'isa achila necessarily. No. You're not eating it. Yes, you happen to be chewing it. You happen to be swallowing it. But is that considered a ma'isa achila? When it comes to food, or davar meichel, when you were talking about the shemen zayis mixed with the soup, that's food. Or the shesisa, which has flour, that's food. But these types of medicines are not food. You happen to be chewing them, you might be eating them the way you would eat food, but it's not considered food. So what I have in my notes, if not, again, Pesach Frank, it seems to be Misvara, it would depend on whether you assume like Rashi or Tosfos. Rashi assumes it's about Achila, this is not Achila, there would be no Bracha on these medicines. Tosfos assumes it's about Hana, and therefore one would say a Bracha. So Lamaisa, how do we paskin? So Dave said that he paskins, he says the Shakol on Tums, and some certainly are in that category, not everyone, and it's very confusing actually. And those who saw the different marmakomos, it goes back and forth. Even Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach in different places was quoted to say different things, and maybe he retracted. And it depends who you ask. I saw a number of different places paskin different way. Lemaisa, what to do? So in Shmir Shabbos, half here in the marmakomos, number four, those who want to look inside, in Perek Mem Sif Pei Dalet, he writes that Ha'ochel Trufo, someone who eats medicine, Im Einem Maros, if they're not bitter, which is a way of saying they're sweet, the palate, you enjoy the flavor, they taste good, you should say bracha, like David suggested, yivarech aleim tchila, you say bracha, Tums has a decent flavor, and therefore one should say bracha. Vimaro saying that if they're very bitter, like which antibiotics you said?
The augmentum.
So that's very bitter, one would say lo yivarech, you don't say bracha because it's bitter. V'chein lo yivarech, that's how we paskin. Imrak bo fine, that's point one.
The example of augmentin is that they put a flavor in it,
but it still tastes bad,
but you can taste the raspberry
Okay, so in the footnote, we'll get to that point. So right now, we'll talk about something that's purely good versus purely bad. Purely good, he says, you say bracha. If it's purely bitter, you don't say bracha, because he sounds like he paskins it's based on hana alone.
And but if you mix it with honey, it's another discussion.
Very good. Yeah, well, we'll see if we get to that point. I'm not sure if we discussed, maybe in the footnote a little bit. So then he writes, in Rak Bolea, this was Ezra's point, in Rak Bolea, as such, if you just swallow them, Kigon Glulos, these pills, Gam Im Einem Maros, even if they're not bitter, like Advil, they have some little coating there, Vashos Imayim Kidei Lafik Tam Chufa, or you want to just have water to help take it down, or to remove the bitter taste of it, O Kidei Lahakil Bliasar, to make it easier to swallow, Lo Yivar Chalem, you don't say Bracha. If you swallow, that's not considered Achila. And that's a whole other discussion of Shalok Kederech Achilasa. There's sugyas in Gemara and Pesachim, and this is going to discuss, I think next Thursday night, we're going to discuss the halacha. Someone asked me about taking non-kosher medicine. This is a topic that we use, do say a bracha on medicine. But what about non-kosher medicine? Could you take non-kosher medicine?
When we say bala matzah is yatzah, though, in other words, you would be yotzei the mitzvah of achilas matzah if you swallowed it, and it would be considered achilas matzah.
Excellent. So that's the raya some bring, to say that you would be yotzei the, and therefore you could not have non-kosher medicines. That's a big problem. My doctor tells me I need vitamin D. Probably everyone here requires vitamin D, I'm guessing. That's what they say. Everyone requires
kosher vitamin
right?
D.
Ah, so they do. So yeah. I'm very pale. So they require vitamin D. So, but the vitamin D, that the high doses that he said I needed, has the gelatin capsule in them. So gelatin capsule, but if I can swallow them, it's okay. But at the same time, if I can't swallow them, then there's trafe there. So that's another discussion about swallowing might be a heter, or maybe not a heter. According to your Gemara, you're not allowed to. Swallowing matzah, your yotze, says swallowing, it's considered an achila. Therefore, if I were to swallow my gelatin capsule, that would be a violation of eating chazer. So that's another discussion. But what he paskins here, swallowing is not considered achila, and I would not have to say a bracha on the Advil. That's what he paskins in Shemir Shabbos here.
So that's the basic idea. In this case, we always get back to the hanar. A capsule or something like that, it's really not flavored. The Tums is made so too, but most capsules, medicine or type medicines, are just swallowed with no taste involved.
Well, so I don't know. The Advil has some flavor. You taste the flavor of Advil, sure. I taste the flavor. When I put the Advil in my mouth, you taste a little bit.
They have candy coated and they have plain white ones.
Right, so the ones that have the candy coated ones,
that's what you're talking about.
That certainly has a flavor. When I've had them, it has a flavor, sure.
That's what you're talking about.
Yeah, that type.
Wow, candy coated. Okay.
You know the pink Advils?
The brownish ones.
Brownish ones.
They look like M&M's.
There's some sort of flavoring in the coating.
They look like M&M's.
So in terms of
the
alumnus,
the coating is really there to help
we didn't have any hate
swallow
it
easily.
Right.
It's not the...
Yeah,
put
like taste. I don't know why they do it. It could be that's the reason.
Because it makes it easier to swallow.
But at the same time, it has flavor to it. They made it in a sweet way. They added some sugar to it, whatever they put on it.
Right.
Now, according to Lumdus, this seems to be a steer, though. In Lumdus, Shmir Shabbos says, on one hand, it all depends on Hana.
Right.
But then he says, if you swallow it, even though there's Hana, you don't say a brach anymore, because then he goes into the Achila track. There's no achila when you swallow it. So he seems to, in Lumdus at least, not every halach has to fit into the Lumdus. It sounds like he's really working both ways. You have to have an achila plus a hana. If you have no hana, or there's no achila, namely you're swallowing it, either way, you'd be disqualified and you would not require a bracha. So that's according to Shmir Shabbos. Again, if it tastes good, if you eat it. Again, if you eat it, you chew it, chewable, sweet flavor, Tylenol would require bracha. If it didn't have a flavor, or if you were to swallow it, you would not say bracha. That's Shmir Shabbos.
And it's what is it doing in Shmir Shabbos? Because it has to do whether or not you could have it on Shabbos?
He was discussing refuah on Shabbos and Yom Tov, and he said, once I'm talking about refuah, let me talk about some other halachas, the bracha of refuah. That's why he placed it there. So in the footnote here, on number 5, in the Shmir Shabbos, in the footnote, Kuv Tzadi Aleph, he talks about this discussion a little bit, and then he mentions the situation of the mixing some sweet flavoring to make the bitter medicine taste good. So if you look in the Kuf Tzadi Aleph, the footnote there, he quotes the Mishabura, Umevarchen Alein Bracha, the other side of the page, yeah. Bracha Ruyolo. You may have had an older one. You have a different page. You have the initial copy down the top. Yeah, there you go. Turn it around. So he writes that Umevarchen Alein Bracha Ruyolahen. Sham Sif Yudal Parama, Mishabura, Sif Katanun Hei. Venerally, it appears to me, he says, this is the Shmir Shabbos discussing this right now. He's speaking. The chol shat trufa atma mara, whenever the medicine itself is bitter. Inherently it's bitter. Elishimura ba davar masuk. You play something sweet. This is your case. Right? To be that the augmentum. I'm going to remember that by the end of this year. Okay. You put something sweet. Almanas leham tika. Make it sweeter. The lo yivarech. You don't say bracha in that case. Sharei hu tafel ikar. That sweetness is completely tafel. And in your case, it still tastes bad. So it wouldn't even work. But let's say you made it taste good. You put something sweet to make it taste good, to drown out the bitterness. Shu trufa. The ikar is the trufa. The medicine itself is the ikar. You can't say bracha on the tafel when the ikar itself doesn't require any bracha. So he says, in that case where inherently the medicine is very, very bitter, and you're putting some honey or something else to make it taste better, you don't say bracha there at all.
What about applesauce or something?
Applesauce would be considered real food is a good question. So if you're eating applesauce, then l'chor you should say a bracha. Here it's where you're adding...
What was your case of applesauce?
Mixing to put a pill
in
the So you're grinding a pill up and you're putting it in the applesauce.
Right.
So there the applesauce to me would seem to be perhaps the ikker. The kid's eating it for the applesauce. Happens to be the parent put some medicine in it he doesn't know about. Or elderly person.
But putting it in honey would be different because nobody usually eats honey.
Exactly.
Although a child might.
Right. It might depend on ikker and tafel, a different discussion of what defines ikker tafel. Is it about my kavana or is it about the actual proportions of things? So that's another discussion. So,
or is it about whether people would normally eat it as food?
She said
applesauce you'd normally eat as food.
Correct.
Some of the things used to kill the taste is not usually food.
Exactly. Like your case of honey is not really food. And therefore, that would, I think, certainly be considered tafel. But something like applesauce, which of course is food, might depend on, is ikr and tafel about my kavana? My kavana is for the medicine, not for the applesauce. So maybe I shouldn't say a bracha on applesauce. or it's about how much there
take
is.
Take the medicine
case,
already.
Exactly.
I don't understand. Yeah. Why is honey not considered food?
It's considered food, but nobody eats it plain. If I were to eat honey plain, I would say bracha. You're right.
Right.
But it's hard to say when I put honey on my medicine, let's say, if people do that, if a person were to do that, I think it's hard to say that that honey becomes ikar, as opposed to applesauce, which is inherently food. Right. I could be wrong, but this is a discussion of ikar v'tafel.
If you eat honey just to soothe or coat your throat,
right. That gets into the discussion of it's food that I'm using for medicinal purposes, right. You would say bracha.
Right.
You would say bracha, yeah. So that's all. So continue reading in this footnote now. The Shmir Shabbos quotes then from Rosh Shlomo Zalman now. Rosh Shlomo Zalman Arbach writes, or says, Mipi Shmuel, you heard this, Sheitachin, that it makes sense to Bekiya Gabna, She'inu Mevarach Kal Aha Iker, you do not say bracha on the medicine. You are Mevarach Shapir Ala Tafel. He goes on to explain a Kal V'chomer. He says, just because the medicine itself, the augmentum, doesn't require bracha because it's so bitter, who cares? The honey that's there, whatever additive they put in there, does taste good and should require a bracha. And he brings a raya for this idea, then he thinks one should say bracha because according to Rosh Shlomo Zalman, at least according to this testimony of him, that one should say bracha whenever there is hana. So there's hana from here. You get hana from the honey, the hana from whatever is in that the antibiotics, and one would say a bracha on that, even though it's tafel. Exactly. That's the last line. Exactly. That's the last line of the footnote. I skipped it. It says v'chei mistabe. He writes sharei asel lahanos ba'al mazeb below bracha. But again, that's all if you assume the nature of the bracha birchas nenen. It's all about hana.
No. Yeah.
If you assume it's all about birchas sherech vada, then it's all about an achila.
So a normal person is going to make the bracha first on it, and then do it with the medicine, and just wipe out all the problems.
The eitz exactly.
Right?
The best eitz is the best eitz is to say bracha on something else. Have a drink of apple juice, orange juice.
Does it have to be something else or that?
It's best to have something else because you're not really sure whether there's a requirement of the bracha of this item. So say a bracha on something else, orange juice, apple juice, something else. And then you have in mind to that that's going to cover the medicine that you're about to take. That's certainly the best eitzah, if possible. It's not always possible, though.
I think he meant saying a bracha separately on the thing that you're adding to.
Right,
exactly.
Right. Oh, so
no, that's what I'm saying.
Oh.
I'm saying, I don't know, you're taking it with the water.
Separately.
Right.
I'm never sure about water and a pill.
Okay.
So I make a bracha on the water and I drink water.
Right.
And then I blah, blah, blah. You know, and I was just thinking the same thing if you're doing honey. Okay, make a bracha, eat a little honey.
Correct.
You
yes.
wouldn't be bad.
Yeah, in that case, you're right. Yes. 100%.
Okay, the case he brought, the case they brought is he's definitely, you could still make a bracha on sugar or sweets at the end of the meal?
He's talking about a different case, yes. When a person's having a meal, and you're having dessert at the end, one would say a shahakal on candy, even though it's in the course of a hamotzi meal.
Do we do that practically?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I was taught to only make kaetz at the end of the meal.
Right. Anything that's not that would not be considered a meal item, and sugar, candy, unless you have a different type of meal at your house. But in my house, we don't have candy until the dessert, so therefore you would say a shahakal at the end with candy.
Shahakal
on candy or ha'etz or fruit, which are also not considered food that comes during the meal.
So it was just only ha'etz.
No. Candy, fruit, and some types of cakes also. Machlok is about
so
cakes candy. With fruit.
So cakes?
Okay,
it's
a different discussion about cakes. We could do it at a different time. We'll hopefully get there later on. But fruit cakes are a whole different discussion.
Is it a better idea to bench first, just in case there's questions?
No. Question?
Yep. Should I ask questions on this?
The brachas during the Suda?
Yeah.
Let's wait for that. Let's wait for the brachas during the Suda, yeah. Yeah.
What you mentioned, where a person will take honey or water before a suda, if it's not like simon, it's a bracha levatala.
100%. So what Aaron's talking about is as follows. You mentioned the case of drinking water beforehand with a pill. So you first said a bracha on the water, and then you're having in mind the medicine you're about, the water during the drinking of the pill. So what Rabbi Aaron's talking about here is that the Gemara tells later on that when it comes to drinking water, you only say bracha on water if you're actually thirsty. You're thirsty. If you're not thirsty, you can't say bracha on water because there's no hanah for water of it tasting itself other than quenching your thirst. So let's say a person's drinking all day. They say they have 8 bottles of water a day. I don't know, 8 cups of water a day. I don't do this. I barely drink a cup of water a day. But if you do drink a cup of water a day, if you drink 8 cups of water, by the end, I doubt you're really thirsty anymore. You're just like stuffing your face. You're stuffing your stomach. So is there a bracha in that case when you're drinking it just for health purposes? Because they tell you, because the doctors say it's good? You're not really thirsty anymore. Maybe you are. So therefore, in these cases, when you're drinking water, to be yotei bracha, unless you're thirsty, you should say bracha on something that has flavor, like orange juice, apple juice, because that certainly requires a bracha because of the hana. That's what he's mentioning.
Not thirsty.
Exactly.
Exactly. The taste of the water.
Correct.
The
hana, exactly. Right, that's what we're saying.
Yeah, so what happened there?
Yeah.
No, only if you're thirsty, you say bracha on water.
Hey, wait a second. We just said if it's that's now we're saying thirsty is a hana.
Very good. Very good. I like what you're thinking. We're going to have to wait for this point. It's a sugya later on in the parak, but it's a great point. It's a great point.
Because that's almost. It's
an emotional
kind of
yeah, okay, that's good. Yeah, it's a very good point. How do you define hana? It's a very good question.
Yeah,
up until now, we've been defining hana by flavor, by taste, and this, wait a second, is about how it fills me up, quenching my thirst.
Yeah.
It's a great point. The Gemara says that, and we see we're clearly expanding the definition of hana, so why not expand it beyond that to even refuah is considered hana? It's a very good question. I don't have a good answer right now, but maybe we'll get to it later. I think Daf Mem or so, though, discusses the case of water. Correct. Exactly. But by water, that's not the case. Water is a different type of hana, but yet it still qualifies for birchas hananim. It's a very good question.
So if you eat something, you have a bad, bad cold, you can't taste the thing, but you put the food in your mouth, you have no feeling of taste or tasting anything. Technically,
from what
I was saying, you wouldn't say
a brother.
There's no hana.
You go by what other people,
not by you.
Yeah. If such a thing exists, the person really can't get any flavor.
No, you have such a bad cold, because that's the whole point.
I can't imagine such a case.
No, but for discussion's sake, you wouldn't go by you. You'd go by what most people.
What if some person loses his taste?
So then it gets into a discussion. There's a Gemara in Chulin that talks about hana from the cheich, the palate, and the hana from the me'ayim, from the stomach. We assume it's normally about the hana of the palate. I wonder in this case you can rely on the fact that there's hana in the stomach of being full. Now that's like water maybe. But there's a case when it comes to smelling, a bracha on reach, which is also birchas hananim. If a person cannot smell, which does happen, then you don't say bracha. You can't say bracha if there's no hana. So seemingly, if there can be a case where it's really true that there is no hana at all, then lechora one shouldn't say bracha on this as well.
Unless it's...
They talk about this as well. There's no hana there at all. Right. Right, that's not their chila, right.
I'm saying if you say that it has to do with being full in the stomach.
Shilas, what about somebody with a feeding tube?
The case of
somebody with an NG tube. That's not their chila.
It could be the case like Omicron. It's certainly possible.
It's certainly possible, but it depends on that footnote here about ikr and tafel.
Yeah.
That clearly, if you're taking for the medicine for the pill, so the pill is the ikr, the honey is only tafel. Yet still, Shlomo Zalman thinks you do say bracha on the tafel and the honey.
That's the case of
Aligron. It's slightly different because the pill itself isn't food. Shemen Zayas of the case is actually food.
It's for trufa,
it's fine, but you're taking it's not an actual davar marichal, the pill that you're talking about. As opposed to the shemen zayis is actually food, so that's slightly different. Okay, so that's Shmir Shabbos. It's all about hana for the most part, and swallowing does not require bracha, he says. But then the Sefer Vizosa Bracha, a very important Sefer on Hilchas Brachos, he quotes, I forget who the author was.
I'm sorry, what are you up to now, Zosa Bracha?
Vizosa Bracha. In Zosa Bracha number 6 here, he writes, Lidin Chufa, Kadur, syrup, pills and syrup, Sheyesh Barak Mat Masika, they only have a slight flavor to them. Vil Malehaya Nizkak Lachufa Lohaya Ochlo, had it not been for his illness, he wouldn't take them. Yesh Morm, they're those who paskin Shalol Levarach Alesh, Ein Zeder Hachila. Chein Horoliha, Gon Rosh Shlomo Zalman Arbach. So we see this is a different psak of Shlomo Zalman, that here he says you do not say bracha even though there is no hana, even though rather there is hana, since it's not considered derech achila. Shmir Shabbos quoted him saying it's all about hana. Here it's all about achila. So here Shlomo Zalman says not to say bracha in this case. You don't say bracha on Advil that has a little coating. You don't say bracha on tshuva medicines because that's not considered achila. But then he quotes, Ach yesh shehoru, levarach ala mecheven shenena. Others say one should. Chach harali echad migdol hador. I think whenever he quotes Echa Migdol Hador, he refers to Rav Yashiv, I believe. So he quotes Rav Yashiv as saying that one should say a bracha because there is hana. So the advice is, what David suggested before, is k'day l'hinatzel misafek, in order to avoid any machlokas, any safek here, l'chachilu, the best thing to do is levarach al maichel acher, v'lechavein l'ftor et ha-tshuva. If you're having Advil, tshuva medicine, some type of syrup that tastes good, now we're not getting to kashrus issues, because a lot of the syrup does have kashrus issues, but assuming that kashrus issues is not a relevant factor right now, if one wants to have flavored medicine, it's best, according to the Zos HaBracha, to first say bracha on something else if possible, and have that in mind on the medicine that you're about to take. Now, in certain circumstances where a person cannot do that, so we'll see how to paskin. It still goes a lot of back and forth here.
By the way, just quickly on kosher and non-kosher medicine.
Yeah.
Generally, the way you would hold is if a kosher medicine exists, then you have no business whatsoever.
Exactly.
The only time the question comes up is when that's the only thing.
Exactly. Exactly. And then how severe the illness is also a relevant factor. How you take it down also is a relevant factor, but very good.
Yeah?
If there is another option, no matter how sick a person is, even a sakana, you should always take the kosher medicine if it's available and accessible. If it's not accessible and there's a danger, but it's available somewhere a few weeks away, don't wait. But they're both readily available, even if it's a dangerous
it's
person.
To discuss.
Exactly.
The only discussion is when it's the only thing.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
Let me ask about, what about, let's say, sucking candy?
Mm-hmm.
Is that considered derech achila?
Right, okay, so let's get to the bottom line right now. I'll get to the bottom line of how I was told how to paskin.
What was
sucking candy. So I'll get to that in a second.
If it's a Yom Kippur fast that you have to do, but you have to take medicine, do you say bracha on the water you're taking?
Sure, whatever. If you have to take medicine Yom Kippur, whatever halacha applies in general would apply to Yom Kippur as well.
We'll also cover chewing gum.
Chewing gum, okay. So the bottom line is, from what I was told... What? Mathiona? Can you get Mathiona?
Only to medicine.
It depends on Rabbi Kiva Eger about that.
Okay.
So the bottom line is that it seems the way most paskin is that use the following... model, the following litmus test is, would you take this medicine had you not been sick? That seems to be the way they paskin. They don't paskin, it's about hana. The way Rav Forrest told me, Rav Shlomo Zalman has quoted in many places, that if you would take the medicine, even if you didn't require it, if I take the Tums because I enjoy the Tums, then I would say bracha even when I take it for medicinal purposes. But if I take them only for when I'm sick, or for when I have an ache, only in those cases, then that does not qualify as being a food, and then you would not say bracha even if I take them when I'm not eating it for medicine purposes. So therefore, Tums, I think most people only have them when they have a stomachache. I don't think people take them as candy, even though they taste better than most other medicines. They're not considered candy, and one would not say bracha on them. In terms of your sucking candies, so depends what they are, but I think most people would probably take sucking candies, the holes and whatever, there's kashrus issues with holes, but whatever sucking candies you might take, so I think people would take them as candy, in which case you should say bracha, even if you're taking them to soothe your throat, that's still considered food, you should say bracha. When it comes to chewable Tylenol, I don't think kids would take them if they were not sick, but there are some...
It depends on their age. If they're a child or if they don't know, they would eat Tums. They would eat chewable things. To them, it's candy.
If you gave them
they
the option,
have no clue.
If you gave them the option of Tums versus some other sour sticks, let's say, they would go for the sour sticks, I imagine, no?
The Advils are like M&M's. Uh-huh. To a child, they have no clue it's candy.
I had a child once that we had to put it on cardiac monitor because he drank an entire bottle of Dimetapp.
Absolutely. Mm. My kids used to go screaming for Dimetapp because they loved the way it tasted.
Uh-huh, interesting. I guess I'm not sure we could trust it. Dimetapp does not taste good.
Kids love
them up. So cool. You haven't had that great flavor Dimetapp since you were 3 years old.
Plenty of kids have gone to the refrigerator and drank the entire bottle of moxicillin also.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay, so I don't know if that would qualify these cases, but yeah, exactly. I don't think these are considered.
No kid goes with Tums; they go for candy.
Right, I agree.
They go for amoxicillin.
They also go for the Advil.
Every second I have some amoxicillin.
Or
has some
Advil.
Does that have anything to do with kids, or is this only for adults?
You say bracha on drugs. You're saying.
And again, is it hurting themselves? And you don't say bracha, or they can't handle from it.
It's never a mazik. It's never a mazik. I don't think you say bracha on that.
Does this have anything to do with children, by the way? Or
yeah, certainly children as well. Children as well.
No, I'm saying we can't make our halachas based on little kids, can we?
Right. We have our halachas. The question is, do we define what their standards are for them or not? It's a good. I don't know. I don't think any of these are, even though they would drink them. I don't think that's considered normal. I wouldn't qualify that to be considered eating. That's not a normal case. Okay, we have a few minutes left.
Is this the rule that we should go the halacha now? You do not make a bracha on amoxicillin.
Yeah, correct. And any medicine that you would not take otherwise, you don't say bracha on. There are some who say you would say bracha on tum. Some do say such a thing. But what I heard is that unless you'd have it as a regular meal, as a regular food item, you shouldn't say bracha otherwise. So sucking candies you would have normally, so you should say bracha. Tums you wouldn't normally have, you wouldn't say bracha. What's considered a medicine? Meaning, if I'm having something...
I told you once before that, like, the wheat
grass. Oh, in terms of vitamins and things that are healthy.
Right,
exactly. So those are good questions. So vitamins are not considered food, I don't think. Vitamins that you take are not considered food. But let's say things that are... The wheatgrass is considered... It grows from the ground, it's considered food. It's a good question. Good question. I don't know. Do people eat that? Is that considered really edible?
It's gross.
It's gross. So if it's not edible, so then that seems to me it's a natural type of medicine. And therefore, you wouldn't say bracha on that. I don't imagine.
So the Chazal didn't have commercially produced pills. Most of their medicines were naturally occurring products that they ate just for refuah, like the shisisa.
Exactly. But shisisa is still a food, though.
Shisa, right.
It's food that is used for medicine.
But that's how they classified the shemen zayis, that it now became defined as a medicine, even though it was a naturally occurring product.
So right, exactly. So now this case of wheatgrass, which it grows naturally, but no one eats it, so would you say bracha? So shemen zayis... It grows naturally, but no one can eat them because it's mazik a person. You'd only have it for medicinal purpose mixed together with a soup here.
So
I'm not sure.
In the maskana, what do we do there?
Shisisa? Yeah, we say if you're having it for medicine, for refuah, you say shahakal.
You say shahakal
there as well. The question, does this count as food, though?
Does it apply to wheatgrass, you have a drink. I have to drink it sometimes.
Right. So that's the question, right? so that's the question. Does this qualify for food? I don't know. I'm not really sure. Shasisa, to me, the way the Gemara describes it, it's food that I'm eating for medicine. I don't know if wheatgrass qualifies as food. I don't know. I don't think it does. I never had it. I don't really want to have it based on the way you describe it. I don't know. I have to find out about this. I'm not sure. Okay, we have one other discussion. We have a few minutes left here. I'm not sure if we have time for this. Let's see. I'll mention it quickly. In the discussion of shasisa, now going back to food that I'm using for medicine, in the last few minutes, I'll just mention quickly this machlokes, that why you do not say hamizonos on the shasisa. When the shasisa is ava, when it's very thick, shasisa was the flour, the kernels baked, the roasted. Roasted kernel. I don't know exactly what it means.
Barley with honey.
Barley with honey, okay.
According to Jastro.
It's barley with honey. So if it's very ava, it's very thick, people would eat it as food, you say mizonos because there's flour, there's barley there, you say mizonos and barley. If it was made racha, it was made very... Exactly. So if it's very liquidy and racha, then the Gemara says you say shahakal. The question becomes, why would you say shahakal if there's mizonos? We have the klal, whenever there's mizonos, whenever there's chamishe mine dagan, inside you say mizonos. So why are you saying a shahakal on this shesisa that's racha? So Tosas writes there in the sugya, I won't look it inside because we're running out of time, you say a shahakal because it's not asui lisod, it's only there lishos, to drink. The only time you say mizonos is when the mine dagan is there to fill me up, to satiate me. I'm not drinking this shesisa racha for suda, I'm drinking it to drink for medicinal purposes. The Ritva says no. The reason why you don't say a mizonos is because you're not having it derech achila, you're having it for the purposes of refuah. This machlokas, is it because it's not for soed, or it's for not derech achila, I believe connects back to that same discussion of the nature of birchas hanenin. Tosas has said before that birchas hanenin is about a matir, being matir hana. When I'm drinking this for the purpose of, I'm drinking the shesisa, I'm not having this for the ultimate hana of the suda. Mizonos is meant, the hana for the, mizonos is for a suda, lisod. I'm not being soed from this shesisa, therefore I don't get the hana, and it doesn't have the normal mizonos, it drops down to a shahakal. According to the Ritva, it's all about a maisa achila. When I'm taking this for the purpose of refuah, that's not defined as a maisa achila, and therefore it does not get the typical bracha of mizonos, it brings it down to a shahakal. That's, I think, how this machlokas is understood. Now, there are enough communities we don't have time for right now, but we'll stop here.
The maisa achila, changes from what we said with Rashi before, whether to say a bracha at all. Now it's
Right. Rashi says, since they're very, very good. So even, there's still, it's a good question. Let's, you know what? Let's wait till we get to Lam Ches in a few weeks from now, and we'll discuss this in greater depth. I think a great point. Great point. I'm sorry, I shouldn't have brought it up. It's a great point, though.